There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Hey, it's me, it's Anna. What's up? I said I'd only do that for a small amount of time and I'm doing it regularly.
Is it catching on yet?
No, no one's doing it. No one's doing it but me, so I will stop.
Okay.
We'll see. I won't because I love it and it makes me sound super cool. Obviously. Duh.
How's that cup of tea treating you?
Oh, I've got a lovely cup of tea going on. Nice brew. Yeah, just really enjoying myself. We can't all afford cans of Salagrino or whatever that stuff's called.
I'm drinking San Pellegrino. It's lovely.
Oh, what's it called? San Pellegrino. Yeah, can't all afford £15 cans of fizzy Fanta.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, she loves it. Different beverages for different needs, for example.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was tweeting about squash yesterday.
Were you? What did you say? You like it?
Well, Tom bought double strength squash.
I don't understand. But I would still use the same amount,
yeah,
I think, that's
the
worry.
Problem. Just makes. But the idea is it saves the planet, but everyone just drinks really strong squash.
Oh, God, Tom. Yeah. Bloody idiot. No thanks.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're not here to talk about that.
Yeah.
That should be our catchphrase. We should have that on a t-shirt. We're not here to talk about that,
for God's sake.
But we are here to talk about real life stories, things that happen in real life.
Yeah.
IRL.
All the big ones, all the main ones.
And that are funny.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's quite a big remit, so.
There's a lot to choose from, hopefully. Though some weeks I really do struggle and I end up just going to the Sunday Sport, which may or may not be talking bullshit.
Oh, I forgot to ask, how's your cold? Are you alright?
Oh my God, yeah. Sorry I wasn't around last week. What it was a really nice, relaxing combination of potentially, not to be dramatic, the worst head cold any human being's ever had. But also, my wisdom tooth was coming through my gums like a slow but incredibly powerful steam train. So, all in all, just wanted to sort of scrape my own face clean off. Bit like that guy in, what's it called, Hannibal.
Oh.
Watched that the other day. That's a bummer.
No.
And I'll tell you for why I watched it the other day. Because we went to Florence when we went to Italy. So we wanted to see where the guy's guts fell out.
Okay.
And we saw it.
And you saw it.
So that's why we watched it. Yeah. I honestly thought about it. I thought about just cutting my own face off. But I didn't. Yeah. Because that wouldn't have helped.
No.
Anyway, it's better now. But I do still sound a bit cold.
You do sound a bit coldy.
Trying to sound sexy. How's it going? Working out all right?
Yeah, really good.
Cool.
Have you been to the dentist about your tooth?
No, but I'm going to look into it.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Well, I haven't been to the dentist since I've lived in London. And I have lived in London for over 8 years. But
Anna.
What I would say is that before I left Colchester, I hadn't been to the dentist for 8 years. So I'm thinking half my life, give or take.
You're one of those people you hear about on the news.
That
never go to the dentist.
And die. From an abscess they didn't
know
they
had. Not die, probably just have to like have a lot of work at once.
What if I have to have braces? What if I have to have a head brace?
That'd be really funny.
For you, yeah. It wouldn't be great for me. Yeah. Okay. Well, fingers crossed that won't happen, but I'll keep you updated all.
I always think if it's not hurting, you don't need to go to the dentist.
It's literally hurting so much. I feel like throwing myself out the window.
Yeah,
so
now's the time to go.
But I still haven't been.
Do you think we have any dentists that listen to the show?
I know my dear friend Whitney is in the industry.
Is Whitney in the industry?
Yeah, but as you can tell, I can't remember her exact job title, and I know she listens to this, so I'm absolutely dead when she is. But she was giving me some advice, which was, you've got to go to the dentist, Anna, because it's been 16 years. So so I'm going to do that. Shout out to Whitney.
Hi, Whit.
Who had her 30th birthday this week.
Did she?
Big shout out to her. Big fan of IRL. Thanks for your support. Yeah, that's weird.
Mm.
That's weird. That's a shame.
Seeing as she's supposed to be our manager.
Yeah, that's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Maybe now that she feels bad about that, she won't be pissed off. I can't remember what her exact job is.
Okay, cool.
It's fine. No problemo. Shout out to Whitney.
Shout out to Whitney. I've got some shout outs. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I have got a shout out this week for somebody else.
Do you want to do it or just
tease
them?
No, it's when I read their story.
Oh, fair enough. I see what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Do we say what this podcast is about?
Yeah, real life stories.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the sort of things you would get from like real life magazines. So Chat, Pick Me Up, Love It. That's life. Take a fucking break, will ya? and also weird news websites. That's what you'll find.
Yeah.
That's what the sort of things you'll find on this here podcast.
Yeah. I've got one hot off the press that only everyone was talking about today.
Wow. As in today, as in the day this podcast is coming out, or the day we're recording it. So it'll be what they like to call
4 days old
fish and chip paper by then.
I think everyone's still gonna be talking about it. It's that good.
Here's hoping.
Shall I start with it?
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, let's make it even older by it being the first story you do.
Painkillers turned me gay, says man who's broken up with his girlfriend and lined up a date with a man after taking drugs to treat a broken foot.
I'm going to put a disclaimer out here straight away. I'm going to get cross during this story, and I may offend some people, but it's garbage, right?
A lot of people have been tweeting today, sure, mate.
It's nonsense, isn't it? It has to. Well, look.
Sympathy
you know.
For Mr. Purdy.
Okay.
A young man claims he's become gay after taking painkillers but he broke his foot in a go-karting accident. Nothing more masculine than go-karting, is there?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Why would anybody else do it but silly boys?
Fuck's sake.
Unemployed Scott Purdy, 23.
That Unemployed? Like, come
that,
on.
That reads like a...
Is this a Sunday Sports story?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's on the Daily Fail.
How can he afford to go go-karting then? That's my question.
Well, yeah. He might have saved loads of money and only become unemployed like a week ago. We don't know.
I don't have any sympathy for him.
Scott Purdy says he was a hot-blooded heterosexual and enjoyed dating women. That sounds so Partridge, doesn't it?
God, I'm a heterosexual. So Partridge.
Before he started taking pregabab.
Cool. You couldn't have just figured this out before we started.
No,
not
I did
that
read
I can
it.
Not that I can talk about.
Pregabalin. Also, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, sorry. Also, I do still feel a bit ropey, sorry.
Also known as Lyrica. But he quickly lost his sexual appetite and broke up with his girlfriend of 6 months when he was prescribed the drug. He then soon realised he had developed an attraction to men and it had actually turned him gay.
Right, okay.
He said, I noticed my libido for libido.
My libido. I mean, that's absurd. That's not even sort of a word.
Libido.
It sounds way better when it's like
I think it's libido in French.
Oh, I was watching something funny the other day.
Was it this country? It's the only thing we find funny, isn't it?
No, oh, no, but it was something I was watching the other day that they said I didn't even know what a libido was. I thought it was an outside swimming pool. What was that on? I don't remember what that was on, but it really tickled me.
That's good.
Right, I've only just learnt what that means. I thought it was a swimming pool, an outdoor swimming pool. I don't know what that was. Maybe it was this country.
Maybe it was.
Schnuffling for slops.
Schnuffling.
Oh my God, Kerry's mum in this country.
If Guess you who's been done for a peeping?
If you haven't watched This Country, I would definitely recommend it.
Because
we're all obsessed with it.
Me and Anna will just start quoting it all the time.
Yeah,
anyway.
For sure.
Back to Scott. He noticed his libido for women had gone and wanted male attention.
Okay.
I was with a girlfriend I've been around with for around 6 months. Mm. I'd never been interested in men. When I was younger, I was a little bit curious.
So you have been interested in men, Scott?
Yeah.
That's right, okay.
Literally done a turnaround there.
Yeah.
But a couple of weeks after I started taking it, I turned around and said I didn't find her physically attractive anymore.
Oh.
She knew I was taking pregabalin.
Yeah. Also known as Liriria. Just say that from now on.
I said to her, I don't know what's happening to me. I just told her I like men and I can't be with you anymore. Shouldn't laugh. She was relatively understanding.
Was she?
Mm.
Well, he does sound like a useless twat anyway, so she might be better rid.
Well, apparently this medication is used to treat epilepsy, pain associated with the brain and generalised anxiety, and has had documented side effects of loss of libido. But he's not really lost his libido.
No, he just wants to bang men now, yeah.
Yeah.
This is nonsense.
Scott says, I think people should know about this. If anyone gets prescribed it in future, I think they know what this medication, they should know what this medication
can
do. Sorry, I'm very tired.
That's all right,
love. It took me a while to realise what it was. I stopped taking it for a few weeks and the desire for men just left.
So what's happening now then?
But I'm on it now again.
Well, just take an Anadin instead if you don't want this.
I want to keep on taking it because it makes me feel happy about my sexuality. It's made me feel open and liberating.
This is a confusing state of events.
Mm.
State of events? Is that the right phrase? Turn of events.
He said, it did come as a shock to people. I posted it on Facebook. I didn't tell them the reason why. I just said, I'm open. I'm gay.
He just put on Facebook, I'm open, I'm gay. Without any reference to anything.
No context.
Wow.
Currently, I'm talking to this lad on Plenty of Fish, and in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go and see him in London.
Oh, nice.
It's really what I'm craving right now.
Okay. I mean, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Godspeed to him in whatever his endeavours are. It just sounds unlikely.
It does sound unlikely
to me. I think it's reasonable.
Also, the fact that he's like, oh well, I guess I'll just keep taking it because I love being a gay man now.
Yeah, I think maybe he is. There any chance he's always been a gay man, but he just suddenly thought of a way of a different way of coming out?
I think there is a chance, Anna.
I think there might be. Well, yeah. Hopefully we'll hear more about this in the future.
Yeah, Godspeed, Scott. I hope you found yourself.
And I hope the guy in London turns out to be all right. He sounds all right, doesn't he?
It's just what I'm craving right now.
Okay. Virgin Media repair men accidentally interrupt Grand National themed orgy.
I saw this headline, I didn't read it. I'm dying to know what happened.
It's what I would say is sort of the story's over because that's all done now.
Can you read it to me again then, please?
Virgin Media repairmen accidentally interrupt Grand National themed orgy.
What about horses shagging? I'm going to let you go for it.
We're all subject to a few occupational hazards here and there, like repetitive strain injury from too much time at the computer, lower back pain from heavy lifting in a warehouse, or even just being sworn at repeatedly by teenagers if you're a secondary school teacher.
Wow, what an intro.
I know. This is ladbible.com. Mm. Jobs can suck. Tell me about it. But then there are sometimes occupational hazards that make all of those pale into insignificance. Is that the right phrase?
They pale into
insignificance.
Yeah, that sounds like a long way. Does it?
Nah, but it's fine. Making you grateful that the worst thing that happened to you was 14-year-old Kelly calling you a prick in her maths lesson.
Who is writing this?
Some crazy lady. Two blokes who can beat this are the poor virgin repairmen who ended up accidentally stumbling upon a Grand National themed orgy while out on a job.
I see where he's gone with that.
Yeah. According to The Sun, they arrived at Townhouse Swingers Club in the Wirral. Probably know what you're getting into if you're walking there, don't you?
Yeah. I've got to go do a job at a swingers club. What do you think will happen?
You've probably got an idea. Mm. In the Wirral, to fix broadband and a phone, only to find women in lingerie and men in skimpy towels.
I mean, what did you expect?
An advert for the event reportedly read, calling all fillies, jockeys, studs, stallions, and those who simply love a good ride. Ever the professionals, the repairmen merely got on with the job, despite it being during the MILF Monday Grand National at the club.
MILF Monday.
And despite offers for them to join in with the antics.
That's like when Wetherspoons have like curry nights.
Yeah, yeah, it's 100% the same.
Yeah.
The Sun reports that one club member said online afterwards, I keep laughing about the Virgin Media men. They didn't know where to look.
Oh my God.
Another added, love the irony that they were wearing T-shirts with Virgin on.
Oh.
And a third one said, ooh, they were looking for somewhere to put their screwdriver.
I bet there was plenty of willing holes.
Oh, God. According to the Townhouse Swingers website, the club was set up back in 2005. Mm. The website states, we offer a no-pressure environment for you to explore your sexual fantasies and broaden your horizons in the knowledge that you will be safe and respected by all.
Looks good.
We are not just a swinging club. We are so much more. I doubt it. It continues, although we are discreet to the passing public, we do not hide under the radar from the authorities and work closely with the council, police and public health to ensure that all the correct licenses are in place to facilitate a safe, legal and pleasurable experience for all. For this reason, only the best will do, and as soon as you walk into Townhouse, you will see very high standards. Setting us aside from some of the other venues out there in the Wirral, Virgin Media spokesman told The Sun, we're glad to hear our engineers avoided any horseplay.
Aye, aye.
Someone wants to get into the papers. Yeah. And went the extra furlong by carrying out the repairs in a professional manner.
Nice.
You nailed that, representative of Virgin. Timely. Because the national, what's it called? Grand National's just happened.
At Aintree.
Oh my God, my favourite day of, I know it's mean, but fuck it. My favourite day of the year is when the Daily Mail put up their entry photos.
I love it. I think all the Liverpool girls look great.
Oh, yay! But it was fucking pissing with rain and none of them had coats on.
No, that's because Liverpool girls are hard. Yeah.
They're hard.
You wouldn't know, never having been out of Essex.
Colchester, we're a bunch of fucking pansies, honestly. We're pathetic.
Yeah.
I go out in, like, full parker.
But then how much have you got to pay at the cloakroom?
No, I don't go anywhere with the cloakroom.
Okay.
I only go to pubs where there's a chair next to me where I can balance my parka.
Where I can sit down
on
the
chair. How fucking young do you think I am? Mm. No chance.
What do you do when you're younger? Still go to old man pubs?
I don't know. Yeah, I must... Luckily, actually, saying that, my mum does live on the end of the high street. Don't go looking for her, guys, because she will not appreciate it. Though I can imagine you might want to go and see how Rodney's getting on.
Mm.
But yeah, so I lived quite near to town, so maybe I did just run out in a cami, a jeans and a nice top. That classic.
Jeans and a nice top.
There's nothing better to wear these days.
We're both wearing jeans and a nice top.
I agree, but aren't all nice tops nice tops?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless it's garbage. I'm looking at my wardrobe
now. Because we're staring at Anna's clothes, because we're recording in her boudoir.
I'm not sure they're all as nice.
Is that a Mrs. Claus outfit?
Yeah, me and Deb's got matching ones when we went on... We did something.
I was about to say something. I don't want you to get offended. It's not a sexy one. It's not a negligee.
Oh no, it's like a fucking sweater.
It's knitted.
It's a jumper with sleeves and a hat and a bell. Can you hear the bell?
Yeah.
Anyway, look, you didn't come here for that.
No. Shall I go my next story?
I think it's important too. I don't want people imagining me in a skimpy Santa lady outfit with you sat on my knee telling me what you want for Christmas.
Yeah, no.
I don't want people imagining that. Stop imagining it.
What percentage of your wardrobe do you think could potentially be Christmas themed? I think this.
That is 100% a Christmas
jumper. Basically, you got a lot of red stuff.
Ian stuffed all my Christmas jumpers in a bag the other day, and I was like, oi,
what
might
kind
need them.
Of Scrooge bastard
kind
do you live
asshole
with?
Are you? I've lost them. I think they've been burnt.
Trio drunken lap... I'm just going to move it on.
I think you must.
Trio of drunken lap dancers have to be pulled apart by cabin crew as they launch into vodka-fueled fight on EasyJet.
What, lap dancers as in their jobs, or they're just doing lap dances at that exact time?
It's lap dance in inverted commas because people are claiming it's a bunch of lap dancers. Mm-hmm. So there's three lap dancers pulled apart by cabin crew on an EasyJet flight to Tenerife because they were drunk on vodka.
Vodka.
I just think it's a real classy. I can just really picture it in my mind.
I can see it. Is there a video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that. Someone always gets their fucking... I mean, I'm not complaining. Someone always gets their phone out before they
That's like 250 quid off the Sun.
Oh, because people just don't send stuff that you've been framed anymore.
No.
It's just straight to the Sun.
You only get like 50 quid from you being framed.
Oh, fuck those clowns.
A trio of drunken lap dancers, that's lap dancers in inverted commas, everybody, I'm libelling them.
Yeah, nice.
Had to be pulled apart by cabin crew after they launched into a vodka-fueled scrap on an EasyJet flight to Tenerife. Stay classy.
What could they be cross about? They're on their way to holiday.
3 pints of vodka.
Ooh.
Frightened passengers watched as the three boozed-up women attacked each other at 30,000 feet, leaving one of them with a bloodied face.
Bloodied face.
Bloodied face. Witnesses told how the friends, believed to be erotic dancers. I don't know if someone on the
just
plane
they
just
looked
like,
sexy at the time.
Yeah, I think these lot are erotic dancers. Have been causing issues on the flight the whole way after downing a whole bottle of Grey Goose.
Nice stuff though, not
the
cheap.
The big ones in the airport though. You get the big ones.
I'd be worried about that.
Attendants managed to confiscate the alcohol following complaints by the passengers, and then they had a row between the three of them.
Fine.
Basically. Look at the state of them just scrying.
Oi, fuck off!
Scrying at each other.
Oh, where are they from?
Doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Angie Dilloway, whose 10-year-old daughter Bella can be heard screaming in footage of the fight.
Frightened.
Told the Sun how one woman was ripping the hair out of another.
Oh my God, women's go-to attack is hair.
Was it real
Come
hair
on, you're
or
better
extensions?
Than that. Maybe it was a weft.
What's a weft?
Like a weave.
A weave.
Why did I think it's called a weft?
Don't know.
Has it ever been called a weft?
Don't know.
A weft? No.
Don't know.
How unusual.
No one expected it to happen. They were friends and cuddling 1 minute and then getting loud and drinking Grey Goose the next.
Uh-huh.
They started arguing and they were swearing using the F word and the C word.
Not the F word and the C word. One or t'other, guys, you animals.
Other passengers started to complain and stewardess took the bottle of vodka away from them.
Good.
Then the brunette lunged at the blonde, screaming, ripping her hair out. We feared that someone would get badly hurt.
Oh, no. That would absolutely scare the shit out of me. I don't even like if someone walks powerfully on an aeroplane in case it brings us down.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm always like, can you just lighten the load, mate?
Can you tiptoes?
Yeah. Mm. I've got a lot of issues with flying, but...
They were met by police as soon as they arrived at Tenerife and escorted away by police.
Nice holiday.
Nice start to the holiday.
That is a nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
So when, do you know when that was? Was that recently? So would they be in Tenerife now, do you think?
Yeah. Story just came out today, Anna.
Oh my God, you're so hot off the press today.
I know. I saw them and I thought, that's funny.
I'm loving your work.
Thanks.
Whereas this story is about 3 weeks old.
Yes.
YouTube prankster arrested for breaking into EastEnders and taking a poo on Arthur's bench.
What?
Not even a Sunday sports story either. Oh, this is 100% true. A group of pranksters have been arrested after breaking into the EastEnders set at Elstree and taking a poo on Arthur Fowler's iconic bench in the park area. The YouTube group, who share videos under the account Disco Boy, accessed the set and filmed themselves exploring the outdoor area. This reminds me a bit of... I feel like I'm the only human being in the world that watched... it was on Netflix. It was called American Vandal. And it was basically a piss tape show about, you know, like The Keepers and Making a Murderer.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like a show like that where they try and discover the truth about something.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of like a serious case, it was this guy that got kicked out of school for drawing dicks on cars. But it was so funny, and he was part of a YouTube prankster group. And
okay.
One of the things they did was, it was called baby farts, or no, toddler farts.
What's that?
And they just go around a park and fart on toddlers, and then no. run away, and it's so out of order.
You can't just sit on toddlers.
Not like literally sit on them, but like walk next to them and point their bum in their face, and then walk away. Total bastard. Again, not a real program, so don't worry too much. This was under the account Disco Boy. I can't remember what the account was called. Anyway, watch American Vandal. It's funny because there's a lot of drawings of dicks.
Giving you a lot to watch right now this yeah. weekend, aren't we?
What was the other
Stay
thing?
Stay In, This Country.
Oh, This Country, yeah. God, my memory. We talked about it 1.5 minutes ago. Great. Okay. One of the young men who was named on the video as Jarv squatted over the bench, which is...
Jarv?
Jarv, J-A-R-V. Yeah. Short for Jarvis, maybe.
Obviously, his mum was like a Pulp fan.
Must have been. That's the only possible option here. So Jarv squatted over the bench, which has been a main prop on the show for years, and defecated. Mm. One of his mates exclaimed, "This is really disrespectful, Jarv."
Jarv.
Oh, maybe that's like a really middle class. Like
I
a really...
feel like it's posh.
Jarv. Yeah, it might be actually. Mm. The video also captured them being apprehended by police outside the set. Bloody hell, Jarv. Mm. A spokesman for Hertfordshire Police told The Sun, police were called shortly after 3 a.m. on Tuesday, March the 20th, to report that the three people had allegedly gained access to premises in Alden Avenue, Borehamwood.
Mm, that's good. Tell everyone else where it is so
they can
all
do poops, yeah. Officers attended and three men were arrested on suspicion of burglary. A fourth man was arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to commit burglary. What about all the shits?
What is the shit law?
Yeah, what are the rules on shitting on Arthur's bench?
Also,
apparently you just do what you fucking want.
You know, it's funny because it's foul.
Oh, Arthur, foul. Wow, Rihanna, I'd have never thought of that. That's brilliant stuff. The description on the video confirmed that they spent a night in the cell, but the footage remains on the site. An EastEnders spokesman told metro.co.uk, "We never comment on security matters." Well, thanks for that. Great. Brilliant.
If only someone from the Virgin Press Office had been able to answer
I know.
That.
So annoying. A source added, "The BBC takes these matters extremely seriously and will work with the police where necessary."
Sure.
What a terrible, awful thing to do. But, you know, I'm
just like... really disrespectful because, you know, Arthur's a beloved member of the EastEnders cast.
Yeah, but also not real.
I know, but... in that world is real, so it's like they were trying to be horrible.
Yeah, but again, fictional is what I would say.
I thought you'd be dead against anyone pooing anyway.
I don't like people pooping. I think if I had my way,
sorry,
I'd find
pooping.
A way of just ending poops forever.
Sewing up bums.
Yeah, but not, again, I don't want to bring up the woman that
up the
spewed
mouth.
Up poop, but I do manage to bring it up every third episode.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I'm not saying I want that. I'm just saying there must be something we could do.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are wasting time
trying to... something really horrible.
Uh-huh.
Your own poops don't bother you.
No, I don't mind me pooping. Yeah. I just don't like other people talking about poops.
Okay.
And I will certainly not give you any details of my poops. Right, carry on. See, I'm uncomfortable already. Made me uncomfortable. Well done. Talking about my poops. Hope you're happy.
I was looking on my phone. I hope you didn't think I was being rude because I had to get this shout out. Lucy Waymont sent this story.
Yeah.
She sent a story. At the top of it, she went, come on, guys.
I need a shout out. I know I did see that. I'm glad you remembered. So, very good, Rhiannon. Shout out to Lucy.
Unfortunately, Lucy, your link didn't work. But I did
Lucy!
Fuck's sake, Lucy. But I did found another...
We did found another link.
Yeah. I just want to be in this country.
Oh, God, what's Kerry's mum called? Sue. Sue Mucklow.
Sue Mucklow.
Tomatoes! Do you remember when she's describing BLTs? Oh, I love her. She's the best.
She is Kerry, though.
Yeah, but it says she's played by someone called Ivy...
Is it a silly...
Cockburn or something. Yeah, maybe it is.
Like,
it's
no, it's funny name.
No, Woodcock. Ivy Woodcock. But yeah. It is Kerry, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Kerry.
Oh, and did you know, trivia, IMDb for you, probably already know, Kerry's dad is Kerry and Curtin's dad in real life.
Oh!
He's a wanker.
He's a right wanker. He's a peeper.
He's a peeper and a wanker. Anyway, look.
The two normally do go hand in hand, peeping and wanking.
He does do all those things, probably. Yeah. Allegedly. Again, not a real show.
Not a real person.
Not a real person.
Is a real show.
Yeah, good point.
Sorry. Goodness me, if we edited, this is the kind of stuff we'd get rid of.
We really must learn how to use editing stuff.
I know how
stuff.
To do it now.
Lazy! Why haven't you been doing it this whole time? There's so many things I'd like you to get rid of.
I know.
Oh well, can't.
Can't after the fact go back and delete stuff.
No.
College student rumoured to have castrated himself after girlfriend said his penis was too small.
Well, now it's really much too small.
I don't know. This is like man logic, isn't it? That is man logic.
Well, then if you don't want it, no one's having it.
Yeah.
That's coming off.
Rumours are running wild today on WeChat, which is a Chinese social network, at Guangzhou College. Remember when we went to Guangzhou? We just stayed in the airport on the way to Thailand.
Did we?
Yeah.
God, your memory.
I think so.
I wouldn't have any idea of that.
Yeah, Guangzhou College student cut off his own penis after a messy fight with his girlfriend. Messy.
How messy are we talking?
Look at the blood down his legs.
Oh, but surely that was after the... Yeah. The fight wasn't physically messy, it was just...
No.
Okay.
The results. Videos and photos have circulated around Chinese social media showing a young man calmly walking around the campus of Guangdong Paiseng College in Guangzhou, wearing only a t-shirt and nothing else but dried blood covering his legs.
I'm not an expert, obviously, but... I'm pretty sure as soon as you cut your dick off, you'd bleed to death because there's so much blood in that area because that's how you get a boner.
Not to death, it just, you'd be really, but not think, straight away, eventually.
I think you'd bleed out pretty fast, wouldn't you?
He's bleeding a lot.
Let us know if you have suffered a castration.
If you have castrated yourself.
But castration's only balls in it, though, anyway. I mean, that's the wrong wording. I'm not going to...
Yeah, the headline's wrong, isn't it, Anna?
I don't want to be like that, but you have... That is misinformation, unfortunately.
Sorry. The college has released a brief statement confirming that a student did hurt himself inside his dorm room. After being notified about what happened, they quickly rushed him to hospital, they say. The student was described as being in a sober state of mind. However, the school said...
That's debatable.
It's not clear why he injured himself and did not describe what had happened.
Okay.
The college.
Sure.
Wow. Also urged fellow students not to circulate photos regarding the incident.
Or to do this. I thought you were going to say, have suggested students do not follow in his footsteps and cut off the dicks.
Do not cut off your dicks. The college, but it hasn't stopped online gossip running wild. In one WeChat conversation screen grab that has garnered particular attention, it is alleged that a student castrated himself, again, wrong word, after a messy breakup in which his girlfriend dumped him, saying he was too small.
Oh, no, that's a really sad reason to dump someone as well.
Yeah.
No, don't you think? Heartless animal.
It is a sad reason. But,
like, it's not his fault he's got a wiener.
No. But I reckon he, you know, there might be other reasons.
No. He's got a tiny dick and now he's got no dick. No dick or balls.
Well, that was silly, wasn't it?
Unless he just took the dick off and not the balls. That's worse.
Imagine Do you just think getting balls. Rid of the balls would make the penis look bigger, like when men shave their pubes to make their dick look bigger?
Maybe he did only do the balls. Then. I'll be honest, there's a lot of speculation in that story, Rhiannon, and I'm disappointed. Man filmed having sex with ninth hole of golf course.
Oh, my God.
Now, this might... If you're anything like me, this might turn out slightly differently than you thought, because I'd got the wrong end of the stick, quite literally. No.
Sex with ninth hole, so he was like... rubbing up against the ground.
You'll see.
Oh, my God.
Do you love golf, Rhiannon?
Exactly. Well, I don't mind watching the odd Masters.
Oh, no, I'm just reading the story. I don't really need you to answer, but that's great. Hopefully you don't love it as much as this man who was filmed having sex with the ninth hole while pleasuring himself with a flagpole.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Stephen Gayton, who was trying to complete the 18-hole course, noticed the man lying on the grass in the rain with his trousers around his knees.
Is this a Sunday Sports
story? No, it's from the fucking Metro.
Whoa.
It's from the Metro. The man can be seen holding a 6-foot flagpole at his bare rear end while filming himself at Brackenwood Golf Course in Merseyside yesterday.
So he was shoving the pole up his bum?
While fucking the hole.
Huh?
He was shoving the pole up his asshole.
Was he lying flat on the ground?
Yes.
Humping the grass.
Dick in the hole, flagging the arse.
Dick in the hole, flagging the arse.
Dick in the hole, flagging the arse. Stephen can be heard in the clip saying, there's a lad fucking himself, filming it on his phone, he's filming it on his phone, fucking his own arse, look at that. After about a minute, the man places the flag back into the hole and gets up from the ground before pulling his trousers back up.
Oh.
As he walks away...
Look at that, I can't stop thinking about that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that, will you? As he walks away, Stephen can be heard shouting, Bagsy ain't picking the flag out of that hole. Yes, Stephen's all right.
Bagsy,
I'm not doing it. Yes. The man can be seen looking around before casually walking off around the side of a bush. He was on his own and it looked like he was doing it for a kick and filming himself doing it, Stephen said.
Of course he was doing it for a kick, Stephen.
I mean, why on earth are you doing it otherwise? From where he was, it looked like he had his penis in the hole while he had the flag in his backside. It's the most weirdest thing I've ever had the misfortune to see.
It's the most weirdest thing, honest.
I don't think he was drunk because he was filming himself. There was only me and three other friends on the course. I think he thought he was all alone, and when he realised we had spotted him, he was not that bothered. Scary to think there are a lot of kids around that area. Very strange. Who knows what goes through these people's head? That's definitely a game of golf I will never forget. I'm not sure if there is any CCTV in the area. I know they don't have it on the course. Maybe this is why he did it.
So you've only got Stephen's word for it.
Well, no, he filmed it.
Oh,
no, but I don't know why he needs CCTV as well then. All I can say is if my ball ever goes in the ninth hole at Brackenwood, it can bloody well stay there, boy. Stephen shared the clip on Facebook yesterday and it has since attracted 335,000 views and hundreds of comments on social media. Stephen Riley said, that must have been the hole-in-one prize. Daniel Higgins said, someone is excited for the Masters. And David Evans joked, to be honest, most would choose this over actually playing golf. Oh, he's having a dig at golf, is he, David Evans? You're having a dig.
That's an amazing story.
It's a really
that.
Good story, isn't it? It's multi-layered, if you will. And I'm happy with Stephen's attitude towards the whole thing. He's just having fun with it.
Yeah.
He's just having a laugh. He's having a laugh.
Do you think we could post that video on our social networks?
I think we could possibly think about doing it, but never do it. I'm going to look into it. Full show. Sorry, I have been a bit... We've been a bit slack.
Yeah,
or lax. But recently.
You still love us though, don't you?
We've got a lot on, I'm sorry. But if you do want, I see what you're doing there and then I just carried on talking anyway. Rhiannon was neatly feeding me to tell you what social media thingies we got. So if you would like to get in touch with us, we love it when you do. Please do tweet us at @IRL_UK_podcast and it's the same for your Instagrams. If you'd like to Facebook message us, search for us IRL UK podcast in the search thing. It's always nice to hear from you. If you've got anything to say, anything fun going on, let us know what you're up to. And also, that's where we'll be putting any funny pictures or videos or you know, musings, thoughts of the day. So please do check it out. And if you want to review us on iTunes, that'd be super great. What else is there?
I just wanted to shout out Phoebe Roebuck, who also sent us that Grand National story.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. I knew I must have got it from somewhere. Thank you. That's very kind. Sorry about that. You are da bomb diggity.
Da bomb diggity.
So thank you for that.
I bet you no one's called you that for 15 years.
I'm just bringing some cool phrases back. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I've started saying phrases and then saying nah at the end as well. People don't like that as much.
Did you ever like the film Little Rascals?
No, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Classic 90s movie.
Where they go, nah.
No, they go, so I'd be like, Anna, I really like your top. Ha!
Wow, that's offensive.
And when you do...
And personal.
You do a thumbs down.
Okay.
So you might be like, ha ha, I really like your hair today. Nah.
Okay, right. Well, I might start doing that, but I probably won't do it at work. Because it just seems a bit childish in an important meeting. Not
it
that is
for children's films.
So. Okay, so we probably won't do that. Yeah. Anyway, if you've got any cool phrases you want me to bring back, something maybe from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, if you've got any ideas, do send us those.
Sister, sister.
Or sister, sister. Fuck yeah. Mm. Anyway, I think that's it, really, isn't it?
Blossom.
Blossom. Fuck, lovely hats.
Yeah.
Really smashing.
Horrible hats.
Really bad hats.
Velvet.
So soft.
Okay.
Really cool talking about hats with you there.
Do you want to say goodbye?
I want to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.